when we talk about partnership, of course, you have the sales aspect of partnership, and then you have the service. You jump in into the hottest city, very friendly with crypto, with an owner that is an icon, and with a player that is the biggest to ever play.
I can imagine some of these brand partnerships go wrong. Some company pays millions upfront to get a logo on a jersey or around the stadium, and then there is no return.
This is not, like we said, black and white.
Space Monkeys blasting off with Nico Zini, Vice President of Partnerships at the Inter Miami Football Club. That's a football club owned by David Beckham. They also have star player Lionel Messi right now. He is now the broker of a potential partnership with the Polkadot Treasury that would put Polkadot as the fourth largest brand sponsor of Inter Miami. Nico, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. I appreciate you flying down from Toronto to do this.
Well, yeah, it's no problem. I thought I'm going to be here anyway. So this is such a unique deal with the Treasury. How much is this deal at the big number?
It's $8 million to Inter Miami as the investment for the partnership for the 18 months that we're talking about.
So I thought we had to get you on camera and really tease this out.
Absolutely.
All right. So, hey, why don't we start by talking a little bit about where you came from? Inter Miami wasn't your first football club that you're working with.
Correct. I'll take a step back.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
I'm Italian, born and raised.
Yeah.
I was born in Milan, and I play soccer, football all my life.
Yeah.
I play semi-professional. And then one summer I went to New York just to study English.
Mm.
Never left. And so here we are 13 years later. I feel now half American at least. Always been in love with the game.
Mm.
So my priority was to work in sports, specifically in soccer. So I did sports management in my undergrad with a full ride for soccer. Then I did my master at NYU. Mm. In sports business. And actually, when I was in my last semester of the master, FC Barcelona opened their New York office. Mm. And so I joined first as an intern, and then I stayed there 5 years, becoming head of Americas. So I was responsible for everything that is commercial for FC Barcelona in the Americas, mainly United States, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia. Those were the big territories that I was overseeing.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about partnership, of course, you have the sales aspect of partnership, basically the commercial aspect, and then you have the service aspect. So how do we take care of partners when they are within the ecosystem? It was a great experience. I traveled all over the world. I've been to Japan with the team. I've been to Hong Kong, Colombia. I've been to Brazil. Phenomenal experience. Then during COVID, things started to get a little rough for everybody, unfortunately. And Inter Miami called. I joined the club and I spent 3 years there. So I built the partnership department. We built revenue for the club that was coming off tough years, of course. Imagine being owners of Inter Miami and then COVID hit, because the club launched right during COVID. So the main priority was to continue to grow.
Yeah.
I left the club because, you know, personal choices. I want something new. I'm helping brands right now and looking at new opportunities. And this came up. I'm a big fan of crypto in general. So I try to continue to learn. And it's been wonderful. One, to learn about the Polkadot community, but especially to try and make this happen, because I think it would be something phenomenal.
It almost feels in some ways just too much of a perfect fit, right? I mean, right when it was first introduced to me, they said, oh, the jerseys are pink. I said, what do you mean the jerseys are pink? And like, oh yeah, David Beckham owns the club. What do you mean David Beckham owns the club? Can you give us any history of why this club was even opened? Why did they open in Miami?
Absolutely.
What's the goal here?
Absolutely. So David Beckham had a dream to start a franchise in the MLS. As you know, David left European football, moved to the Galaxy, which was a huge thing at the time.
Yeah.
And then the MLS gave him the right to own a franchise. He just needed to find the right partners. And he always had Miami on site, just because all the other big markets were kind of saturated. This is a football market. It's a soccer market with a lot of Hispanics that love the game. And so he launched the franchise. 2018 was announced, 2019. Then really in 2020-21, that's when the team started. So it's fresh, brand new club, if you will. That's 5 years of history. Of course, they launched during COVID.
Yeah.
The owners are the Mas brothers, Jorge and Jose, which are very prominent business people here in Miami. And then, of course, David. As you can imagine, when you are the legend of the game, an icon like David, all you want is to win and to give something special to the community and the fans.
Sure.
And so once the conversation started with Lionel Messi, then everything became bigger and better and global. But Inter Miami has always been already a global local brand because of David's presence. So Inter Miami is now probably with the LAFC, with the Galaxy, one of the top clubs in the MLS, now became one of the biggest brands in the world because of Lionel Messi. They skyrocketed after his arrival in July of last year. In the last 6 months, they grew exponentially on Instagram, on viewership, and so on and so forth. It's a unique moment because it doesn't happen often to have an opportunity to have your logo on the biggest players to ever play the game.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's a perfect fit. You said it's right timings. But what happens in times for partnership, they tend to be 3 to 5 years long contracts. So the cycle of those main assets, as we call it, the training kit, they open up, but at times they're always closed. So you really need to have the right window to get in. Right now, the training kit is available. Why is it available? There used to be AutoNation, which was a deal that I worked on. It's a car dealership, one of the largest car dealership in the nation, that didn't renew because of the demands from the club might be too high, or because the strategy might change from a marketing standpoint. So the asset is available, and now it is pricey, right? We look at a price tag that it's a pretty big price tag. However, it still represents a unique opportunity. If we compare it to the overall ecosystem and the big European clubs, it's still something that is very sexy and can attract a lot of people. What are the other options, right? Because I don't think there are many options currently available that you have where you jump into the hottest city in the world, very friendly with crypto and the entire ecosystem.
Yeah, yeah.
With an owner that is an icon, and with the player that is the biggest to ever play. If you put all this together, how many clubs can bring that? Because I saw the community bringing European clubs, and sure, those are great ideas.
Sure.
But first and foremost, price tag, you will look at much higher number.
Okay.
You would have to commit to longer terms, because mind you, we come from a place where FTX collapse didn't help crypto companies when it comes to talking to marketing effort and partnership efforts. So everybody wants committed long term. They want to see the money up front. This is the other reason why the 8 million, it's important to have them.
Yeah.
But I don't see many opportunities that are like this one. And like you said, everything seems perfect, right? And aligned at the right time.
Well, look, I can imagine some of these brand deals, these brand partnerships go wrong. I could imagine some company pays millions upfront to get a logo on a jersey or around the stadium, and then there is no return on that investment. Maybe you could share some stories about brand partnerships that went really well from your time, either in Barca or in Inter Miami. What makes a great brand partnership, and how can you measure if it's a success?
It's a great question. It's a great question. And in terms of what makes a great partnership, it's very simple yet complex. The ability to understand the objectives for your brand, or in this case, for your community. What does the community need? And how this platform, whether it's Inter Miami or another sports partnership, how can this platform help me fill the gaps, improve, grow on the KPIs that we can set? Now, the brand awareness piece, I wouldn't even consider it a risk. When you slap your logo on Lionel Messi or the other players, Luis Suarez, Sergio Busquets, and they train every day with the logo on, the media value is going to be there. It's non-question. Like, we know it's going to be there. What are the other KPIs that actually interest us, right?
Yeah.
Brands do sports partnership predominantly for one reason, and it's to grow quickly when it comes to brand equity and brand awareness, right? Because sports, especially jersey assets, are a little bit like walking or running billboards.
Yeah.
You're basically slapping your logo instead of buying billboards on highways or, you know, TV commercial, you're just doing it through apparel. But it's important to understand that with this sports partnership, you get a lot of different assets that then you'd be able to manage. So a successful sports partnership is the one that is managed right. So you need to have people that are expert. And we have here Orson involvement that we haven't mentioned yet, but we'll discuss. Myself as well, that knows the club and the MLS very well. Inter Miami is a full team dedicated that will help push this partnership and activate it in the right way. But what the community wants from this partnership is fundamental. And I think yesterday with the last AAG, and we will continue to jump on and talk to the community, we're starting to understand what's important to the community. So once you nail that down, it's very tough for the partnership to fail, because we're going to have KPIs and we're going to continue to monitor how we're doing. Now, of course, the investment is big, but the media value and the media awareness that Polkadot will receive will pay already itself, meaning the ROI is already there. What can we add that is added value for the community? And that's when we start talking about other KPIs like tech integration and so on and so forth. A great example that I always love is Cisco. And Cisco System is one of the biggest brands in the world. And if I ask you, what do they do? Not many people know, right? They do tech infrastructure, which is basically, it's not consumer facing,
right?
Because it's all business to business, or the Wi-Fi, the hotspots, and all those things that we don't see.
Yeah.
When they started doing sports partnership, right? They started integrating technologies in all the stadiums, but the fan doesn't see it. Mm. But all of a sudden, the storytelling becomes Cisco is enabling these experiences. Cisco is enabling better experiences. So that's the game changer for Cisco. They identified the need of telling a story that they didn't really need to tell because it's a solid public company. But now through sports, they can add that intangible, they can add that passion that tells the fans that don't really buy Cisco products.
Right.
But now they know that it's a company that allows this type of experiences.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I was just about to hit you with, some people are saying this isn't a product market fit, this isn't the market for Polkadot. But here's an interesting example of a tech infrastructure company that thought it was worth doing partnerships like this. And not just, are they a partner with Inter Miami?
No, they were not.
No, but there were other places.
Yeah, we discussed a large partnership for the new stadium at Barcelona.
And they do a bunch of stadiums.
They do a bunch of stadiums.
Yeah,
majority of stadiums are Cisco. Wow. And then, of course, they compete with HP Enterprise. They compete with Huawei. So it's a crowded market. It's a market that not many people know about it. But to your point, sports partnership are not just for consumer or business-to-consumer products.
Sure.
They can be for many different product services. Business-to-business sponsorship has exploded because all of a sudden you leverage these mega events or this club, this platform to entertain, to accelerate pipeline, to lead generate, to convert. So it's really how we position it internally at Polkadot so that we can maximize it for our own objectives, wherever they might be, right? And now, of course, we're learning little by little what they are. So it doesn't matter if it's like you don't have a product to sell. You can do so many things just by utilizing and leveraging the platform because they became so transversal in the way you can activate them.
What I'm hearing is it doesn't need to be all planned up front. Basically, we're getting the partnership now, but this is a season and a half, I think it is, until the end of 2025, right? And during that whole time, we can constantly be iterating and changing and trying new things and building relationship with the club and the audience, the digital audience. All this is ongoing. It's not just a one and done.
It's ongoing. Absolutely. Okay. So what we have right now, it's a main partnership package that includes the training kit.
Okay.
Because the partnership is so big and is one of the largest, right? Probably the fourth largest with Inter Miami, if you consider the main assets that you see, the front of jersey, the sleeve, the stadium naming rights, and then the training kit is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
All these assets and rights, you can combine them. You can create unique campaigns. You can leverage in different marketing efforts or commercial or community. You can entertain developers through hospitality or newers that come in and want to learn about Polkadot. It becomes a platform that allows you to pick and choose what you want to do. And it doesn't have to be set in stone right at the beginning because the contract is very cold, if you will. But then you're able to continue to add value by deciding what you want to do. And that the community will be part of it. Because every 2 weeks, we can jump on and say, where are we? What are we doing? Is this working? Is this not working?
At the top, you defined the deal with the money going to Inter Miami. It's $8 million at the top. Okay. Then we have other parts of the deal. So you're taking a cut. How much are you taking as the broker here?
So we have 8% between Sean and I. That is pretty much 4% and 4%.
Okay.
Right? I brokered the deal. So it's a standard commission in the world of sports for brokering the deal between the two parties. Sean will get 4%. Sean is, with Orson, is actually the contract guarantor.
Right, because we're a DAO and there's these questions.
That's
about
the thing. So,
yeah, okay.
And I want to deep dive on that just for a second.
Yeah, hit
because
it,
when you approach this type of entities, and we're talking about Inter Miami, which is right now is one of the hottest clubs in the world, the MLS, which is a very interesting league, the way they're set up from a legal standpoint. To have a backing from a legal standpoint, compliance standpoint, It's fundamental. That's why we brought in Orsen, that is a Swiss-based sports agency. I've worked with them many times. They work with Inter Miami, they work with the MLS. So they are credible in what they're going to do, because Orsen will completely take the risk of the contract. Now, if the payment is done in full in the beginning, the risk will not be financial, but it will be in terms of indemnification, liabilities, and everything that comes with the contract.
Yeah.
So he's going to take that, and then he's going to manage the partnership as an agency. What does the agency will do? Making sure that the Polkadot logo is the right one, and it's pressed and ready to go on every training kit before training when we announce. PR and communication to make sure that it is streamlined with your communication agencies, with the community, what are the messages that we want to put up there. Managing the ticketing and hospitality, managing fan zones, all digital assets that we will have, the Instagram post, the Facebook, the Twitter, and so on and so forth.
Wow.
Dedicated team they will put in place. They currently already have an office in Miami with a couple of people.
Okay.
They manage already the FRACT, which is the Sleeve Partnership for Inter Miami.
Okay.
So they know what they're doing, and you guys are going to be hands off. Then there is an additional fee that is the local community Polkadot.
Yeah.
So you will have one or two people that maybe we'll introduce later that will manage on behalf of the Polkadot community.
Yeah. Okay.
So that means that they will be able to be very vocal with the agency, kind of be their clients. What do we want to do? This is the sentiment. We need to change those things. And overall, represent the Polkadot community for this partnership. Because at the end of the day, you will be present. You will be on site. You will have to manage people and make sure that you can leverage the partnership also for network, for local network. What okay. we were saying, Miami is crypto savvy, right? So a lot of things happening here. The Bitcoin conference every year, other conferences. So how do you leverage that platform to make sure that you can maximize those satellite events? The local community will do that.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so Orson's an asset that we're getting on board too in their team managing this. You're going to be an ongoing part of this as well?
Yes.
Right, this isn't just a one-time thing with you as well. Okay.
Yeah. I will be with Sean, leading majority of the planning, implementation, and so on and so forth for the rest of the term.
Okay, so let's talk. You said there's four buckets. I think maybe the first one we'll call that brand awareness.
Yep.
What are some of the points that comes with brand awareness? What are some of the assets?
So brand awareness, let's say that we said it, it's probably the most important piece, right?
Okay.
Training kit, meaning the Polkadot logo will be on every single training top, whether it's long sleeve, whether it's sleeveless, whether it's t-shirt, coaching staff and players. So that means that every day they will be wearing it. Before games, they will be wearing it. If you see a player that is warming up on the sidelines before entering the game, they will be wearing it.
Wow.
The bibs that they put on top of it, they will be wearing it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest single driver of media value and return when it comes down to media awareness.
Sure.
And then you have the signage at the training facility. Of course, you are the training kit, so you have high exposure in the training facility. Around the fields where they train, you will see what we call a share of voice, meaning that all the main partners will have their logo.
Yeah.
Only the main partners, which are 5 to 6 for Inter Miami. So you will see Royal Caribbean, you will see Chase, you will see Polkadot. That is good. Why? Because in the background, a lot of organic content, a lot of medias, a lot of people that are picking up a picture of David Beckham, and it's on the Daily Mail. So that's just organic exposure that is recurrent.
So in the training facility, some public comes and is snapping pictures? Or?
No, media.
No, media.
Usually it's
okay,
media.
Just media.
So journalists, photographers,
gotcha.
For media, and
gotcha.
So on and
okay,
so forth.
Okay.
And then, of course, the players will post, our Inter Miami social media will post, and so on and so forth. Then you have TV visible signage. TV visible signage is the LED perimeter.
Yeah.
Right? That every football pitch has. It's very common all over the world, where Polkadot will receive 4 minutes of rotating LED. That means that if the game is 90 minutes, Polkadot will receive 4 minutes of those 90, where they will have exclusive presence across the board. That's very important because that generates, one, the media value. And that's why I said in the beginning, media value will not be an issue. That will be easy to justify the return on the investment. But then it will create unique moments. Think about pictures, think about celebrations where Polkadot brand could be in the back, right? So that's part of the brand awareness bucket, with those three being the driver. You also have the backdrop of the media room conference. So every time they're having these type of interactions with the media,
sure.
In the backdrop, we'll have, again, just the main partners, so the 5-6 top brands with
right.
Polkadot in it. That's good for when they present new players, where there's a big conference before a game, and so on and so forth. The second bucket is probably hospitality, right? And what we say, money can buy experiences. Everything that is experiential. The big bucket, the big chunk of it is the field level suite. So Inter Miami Stadium, which is Chase Stadium right now, has 23 VIP boxes, suites, right on the field. Those are just for partners, owners, and of course the visiting team gets one, where you're sitting right on the field. And it's an incredible experience. I never seen anything like it. Not many football clubs have it. Usually the field level suites tend to be higher up.
Yeah.
So Polkadot will have one to use for every home game. It comes with 14 tickets. It comes with food and beverage credit and so on and so forth for every game.
Okay.
So that gives you the ability to then use this type of tickets for sweepstake, to interact, to reward developers, to reward the community, whatever we might think it might work for this type of experiences.
Okay.
But it brings you right there, and it's unique because at the end of the day, how many years will Messi play? Not many left, right?
Okay.
Hopefully, we wish he could play forever, but he's coming up to an age where he might have 2 years, 3 years, we don't know. So to
on that topic real quick, some people say Messi might retire next year.
So the contract, which is public information, with Miami is till December 2025.
The end of next season, which is same as, exactly, same as this one.
We mirrored the term exactly because of that.
Okay.
It does have an option to extend for 2026.
Which is when the World Cup will be here?
World Cup will be here. Inter Miami Stadium will be ready. They say it might be ready during 2025, 2026. So 2026 is a big year.
Yeah.
But however, Leo will be here till December 2025. And so that's why the partnership is so much more valuable. So suite level tickets, tickets that are premium or general, so that you can kind of tier the rewards if you wish.
Uh-huh.
Then you have access to training. So a group of 10 guests that can go and see how they train, get a training facility tour, behind the scenes, money can buy experience type of access.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So then how we leverage that, it's up to us. They have beautiful spaces. Let's say that the local Polkadot community wants to do a small event. Now you have an asset that is a partnership with the club. Why not doing a small event at the stadium?
Sure.
Where we are the main partners. Hmm. So imagine having a network. Imagine having a panel or a podcast like this, but doing it from the stadium.
Yeah.
Those are all cool things that comes with the hospitality bucket. Third bucket, which is an interesting one, I would say it's IP, right? Intellectual property designations. What does that mean? Because it's a little tricky. When you acquire the rights for a club, you also acquire the intellectual property of a club. That means that you can use from a marketing standpoint, from a communication standpoint, from a digital standpoint, the IP, which is the logo, the colors, but also the players. Now, here it's a little complex, but try to follow me. The club doesn't own the individual likeness of a player. However, sure. If a partner wants to use players, they can. Always if they are in a group of four. Because a group of four represent a collective usage of IPs. That means that now the players are not representing themselves, but they're representing the club. And you have a partnership with the club.
Hmm.
That allows you to be very creative on the way you use IP and you leverage. That means that you can have a full landing page on the Polkadot community website and tell the story about the partnership and how it came about. Because if this happens, it's incredible. The process, what we're doing right now and what we will have to do with the MLS and Inter Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
You can create a page where you explain to people that all of a sudden are clicking Polkadot, what is it? This is the website, who we are, what we do, and explain it to the world. You can use it for Instagram. You can use it for Twitter. You can use it for commercial effort or for developers.
Hmm.
So the IP is very powerful. It's not a regular IP. It's an IP that gives you access to Lionel Messi IP. Hmm. That's why the value of the partnership grew so much. And that's why the asking price for this type of package is 3x, 4x in the last 6 months.
Right, because I heard some members of the community point out that, I guess it's public information, that the main on the chest sponsorship last year was $5 million for a season. But here we are kind of close to that for a slightly lower tier.
Before Lionel Messi joined, we worked on many different partnerships, one of those being with XPTO. XPTO is a crypto finance that moved their headquarters from New York to Miami, and they were the first ever jersey partner of Inter Miami.
Yeah.
That deal was done prior to Lionel Messi. He expired after Lionel Messi first season. However, that value reflected the value of the club prior to Lionel Messi arriving. If you look at now, probably their front of jersey, which is Royal Caribbean, one of the largest cruise line, it's 4x that number.
I see.
It's confidential, of course. You can find it online, but I think it's around 4x that number.
Okay.
And then consequentially, all the different assets, I think it's a 3x average.
Sure.
As well, ticket pricing. Ticket pricing skyrocketed because right. Now all of a sudden everybody wants to go see Messi at the stadium. Well, right?
But we've also seen your social media engagement has skyrocketed. So the entire club has just been elevated by the introduction of the star. Yeah.
And so that's the IP, which is very valuable. And the fourth and last bucket is what you just mentioned. Social, digital, media rights.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
What does that mean? The club on his social media has a reach, let's call it, I would have to do the math right now, 20 million followers across platforms, maybe 22, 23. They post daily content. And so some of this content will be posted, powered by, sponsored by Polkadot. So imagine you're the training kit partner and they train every day. Let's say Inter Miami does a weekly recap of training every week on Instagram. So that post would come out partnered by Polkadot. You would have the logo bug, which is your logo on top right or bottom right, whatever that might be. And then the caption is Polkadot training recap and so on and so forth. Right. That creates engagement, that creates media exposure, that creates visibility. Then you have digital presence through the website. So you will be listed as one of the partners. Actually, at the bottom of the website, there are only the main partners, which we go back to their strategy of having main partner just for certain high volume, big assets. You will be there as well. Mm-hmm. Then the ability to amplify the sweepstakes and the campaign. So let's say that during the first 6 months, we are strategizing, we want to create a campaign to promote whatever that might be that the community wants to promote. Inter Miami then will amplify those messaging through their social media, which allow the message to reach masses, right? That's very important because it's not only the brand value, but then how people interact with the brand digitally. That's something that you guys will be able to do from your own handle, by the way, because I go back to the IP that you will be able to leverage. So let's say you want to post something about Inter Miami and you want to use a cool creative that the two logos together, you will submit that with Sean, with the team, and Inter Miami will approve it, you will be able to post it, right? And that happened on a weekly basis. It's not that it's a different asset. It's just assets that you have, but you're now creating different things that allow you to leverage properly.
Wow.
And then from a digital standpoint, there is always the ability to continue to push through that posting, paid campaigns. You want to reach a certain target. You want to reach a certain country. But by going with Inter Miami together, that gives you credibility and gives you brand equity that Polkadot might need, I think, in this specific moment where the community wants to grow, but it's just a matter of how do we get out there to the masses, which social and digital, especially for the type of generation that we are, right? You look at millennials, Gen Z, and so on and so forth. Consumption is very short, and it's on social, it's on digital.
Yeah.
So that fits very well with what Polkadot is. That's why we think Training Kit, front of jersey is great, it's one of the greatest assets, but it gets very pricey, majority of Europe here as well, and it's for the game. The training kit is something that is daily exposure on social. So we just talk about those things that we call own and operated. That means that you control it as Polkadot community or Inter Miami controls it. But then you have the organic exposure.
I've seen some of this. I saw it looked like a kid had access to Messi coming out of the change room. Blank training jersey, that's where Polkadot would be. It had like 500,000 likes in 2 hours or something like that. It was nuts.
So that's all the ecosystem that you will receive benefit from.
Yeah,
of course,
right,
the
right.
benefit is always the exposure.
Yeah.
But I think Polkadot needs it because I was talking to a friend, like, let's say you want to put $1,000 in the crypto space right now and you go online, majority of people put it in Bitcoin, put it in Ethereum, maybe Solana.
Yeah.
That here was big because FTX was pushing at one point.
Sure, sure.
But how many people actually would put it on Polkadot, right?
Yeah.
If you can just influence, you know, volumes helps, training volumes helps, you know, adoption helps.
Yeah.
If people want to be invest and learn about the community, that helps grow the community. So, of course, you still need the big piece of brand awareness. If you do it through social and digital and the training kit, you might be actually targeting a demographic that we are more interested in, right? Because TV, people don't really watch the games as much as before because the attention span is very short.
Mm-hmm.
But digital interaction, highlights, posting.
Sure.
I think that's powerful.
Okay, so then there's one other aspect that's kind of come up through your interactions with community on the AAG show. And it seems like a lot of Polkadot holders are really interested in integrating the tech into the experience of the fans. You were speaking earlier about Cisco, how, you know, this experience is powered by Cisco. I see a huge opportunity there for Polkadot as well. But what room do we have to actually integrate Polkadot tech into the stadium, into the experience of being a fan of Inter Miami?
Absolutely. So I'm learning as I go and as I talk to developers and to people that are part of this community of what Polkadot, you know, technology can do and the software can do.
Yeah.
I actually have a couple of calls with the community on Monday to learn more and more.
Okay.
The more we learn, the more we're able to adjust the package to make sure that the assets and rights that we include will allow this type of activations. But it's definitely doable, right? So what we can control a lot is the in-stadium experience and really touching fans that are part of the game. So NFTs, collectible, commemorative tokens, all those is in the realm of possibilities. When you get into ticketing, is also a possibility because you could create NFT that are ticketed for a specific game that we want to celebrate or for a big rivalry game. Sure. We've seen a couple of activation in the world of sports with other crypto brands or crypto exchanges, platforms that wanted to interact. Airdropping, sweepstakes that will allow you to win special NFTs, collectibles. There are possibilities of integrating those with Inter Miami. Because at the end of the day, it's not so much making sure that it's in the contract, but making sure that we can do it with the assets that we will contract.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does,
because
yeah.
at the end of the day, an NFT can be done already with the IP that Polkadot will, quote unquote, receive from Inter Miami.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
the technology for Polkadot. Then the fan base is right there at the stadium.
Yeah.
So we have the fan, we have the IP, we have the technology. If we combine all of it, we can start creating cool things. Of course, processes are talking with Inter Miami. What can we do? What can we not do? What game would work better? Take some time to make sure that the strategy is planned. But then we will continue to update the community once we decide what works. It's not going to be me. It's not going to be Sean. It's going to be the community that tell us we're very confident. This is what we can deliver. Is it doable? Right?
Yeah, gotcha.
And so all those things can happen because then it will add a level of storytelling to the partnership, but also to the Polkadot community to highlight what's so good about this tech and
the
software.
The other asset that you mentioned before, part of the hospitality assets that we could really offer to have field level seats available that we can give away to real Inter Miami fans. Like, what an opportunity to say, like, hey, like, we love you guys. You know, we're here supporting the team. Somehow you can have an opportunity to be here or go to the training grounds.
And mind you, the passions that people have for Inter Miami right now,
yeah,
because of Lionel Messi, because what's right. around it, people travel from all over the world to come and watch a game.
Really?
So it's not that people might say this is a North America effort. Well, it's not. This is a global platform. It's completely a global platform. Inter Miami went in preseason to Saudi, Hong Kong, Tokyo. Like, this is a global team. And Polkadot is, well, transversal, global, and decentralized.
Right. Yeah,
so it couldn't be any better. Because all of a sudden, you're not just interacting with the South Florida community. You're not limiting yourself to that. Because people are flying in from all over the world, on top of the fact that on social media, the audiences are scattered every continent.
Sure.
But you can really create compelling story if then you add tokens, NFTs, collectibles for these people, because then you're really tapping into passion and you're giving them something.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. I mean, some people have been talking like, ooh, it seems like a large extraction from the treasury, really like it was kind of a one-time thing, but it's really valuable to the club that this partnership works out. Right. It can't just be this sort of like shell of a partnership and then it's forgotten.
And the reality is that when a club receives such a large amount of investment, they start caring about you. They really follow every day. What do you need? How can we make this better? Because they want to be successful. Because the reality that a football club at the end of the term will come to the Polkadot community and say, should we renew?
Yeah, right.
Because they want to keep you.
Okay, yeah.
So
right.
The story needs to be successful.
Yeah.
Because even if Polkadot doesn't remain, Inter Miami can showcase to another crypto maybe later down the road what was done. And mind you, crypto partnership are in general tricky for properties because of what we just mentioned before with the FTX mm-hmm. collapse and everything that came with. But there are not many crypto that are doing great things. Like there are very few selected partnerships if you think about it. Talking about cryptocurrencies, you have Tezos with Menu.
Yeah.
Right? You have Flocky, the meme coin for a little bit with Napoli.
Okay.
They were on the back of the shirt.
Oh, okay.
And then who invests heavily is Coinbase is with the NBA. You have exchanges and platforms. You have Crypto.com Arena that replaced the Staples Center.
Yeah.
You had FTX for just a little bit here, but maybe better not to mention that. So Polkadot can really position itself to be innovator.
Mm-hmm.
How you be innovator? Not only by slapping the logo. We're aligned on that. But to creating compelling stories that can highlight the technology.
A lot of the community is interested in metrics, KPIs, click-throughs, all these. But what capacity does Orson or yourself have to measure these?
So it's a combination of agency work and club resources and intelligence.
Okay.
So this club, especially at the level that we're talking with Inter Miami, if you go in Europe as well, they all have what they call the business strategy team, the business intelligence team.
Okay.
That it's internal team, usually 3 to 4 people, if you want to be specific, that all they do is collecting data and metrics. Why? It is very important for brands nowadays, Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Adidas, that drops millions of dollars in sponsorship, to have the return and see the return.
Yeah.
Because a lot of return from sports is intangible, but a lot is tangible.
Hmm.
So what we were talking about, TV visible is tangible. Merchandising sales is tangible.
Hmm.
If they sell the training kit with the Polkadot logo, they know how many they sold.
Oh, they'll sell those in shops.
So this is a good point. We open a parenthesis.
Okay.
If the deal happens in 2024, the Polkadot logo will be embellished just at the store, at the stadium.
At the stadium, okay.
But for 2025, if we meet the window for Adidas, the training kit will come out from manufacturing with the Polkadot. So it will be sold worldwide with the Polkadot logo.
Cool.
It's a window that cannot be changed. Because imagine that Nike and Adidas, they go in manufacturing production 2 years before.
Of course, yeah.
But yes, it could be in stores in 2025.
Okay.
Social media, you can track that. Right, that's easy. That's owned and operated by Inter Miami, so they have all the numbers on engagement, they have all the numbers on click-through, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Newsletters, which is something that we didn't mention in the digital bucket, but it's there. So you want to send, and tapping into the database for Inter Miami. Can we do a newsletter together? We're promoting something huge. They know how many people open, they know how many click-through, and you probably guys will know on your end how many arrived, landed on the landing page, whatever the case might be.
Wow.
Then TV visible, usually it's Nielsen. It's Endeavor, now is Apple TV. So a lot of the data are kept with Apple TV. They will share with you at the end of the season what they call a season recap to just show all the metrics. That's part of the agency work with Inter Miami. Just because, again, you're going to be one of the main partners. So they're going to give you a lot of attention. They're going to give you a lot of data so that you can adjust. And if it's something you don't like, we should tap into different markets. We should tap into different audiences. They can help you for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sean, on its own with the agency, they have tools internally to track everything and anything. And those tools are BI tools, digital tools, TV audiences tools, and so on and so forth.
All right. So these are a lot of assets and abilities we have in-house. And then it's sounding on the technical integration side, this is really... If the Polkadot community wants to come together and build an experience, yourself and Orson will make sure that it happens.
Absolutely.
If it's within the realm
Absolutely.
Of the club's
Absolutely.
Possibilities.
Yeah. And then majority of the times, if you own the technology, right? Let's say you own the technology.
Sure.
But if you do an activation where Polkadot technology is in there, the back end will be yours. So you will have full access of data. You will know how many people redeemed the NFT, how many people sold it, how many people exchanged it, how many people signed up. Right? Because the cool thing is lead generation and conversion.
Yeah.
Like what's attractive that we can use to have people coming in and learn about Polkadot community.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can reward them with the signed merch that you would have in the contract with the tickets that we were mentioning before.
Okay. So one more thing you mentioned at the beginning that I want to bring up again. You said they're community ambassadors, or what did you call them? there?
Local ambassador?
Local ambassador.
I call
yeah.
them local ambassador.
That's nice,
I don't know
yeah.
if you approve the term, but
yeah, it's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody reached out. Of course, I'm Italian. So a local community Polkadot ambassador reached out, and he knew I was working for the club.
Yeah.
And he had this brilliant idea, because actually, and you said it, like, Inter Miami is pink, Polkadot is pink. Like, is there anything that can be done? And I said, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how everything started. I would have never thought. I got to be honest with you. I was not into Polkadot as much as I am now.
Yeah, of course. I wasn't into football as much as I am now, actually, yeah.
And so everything
funny,
started
eh?
Right there.
Yeah, right.
Everything started right there.
This Italian you're talking about is Sal.
Sal.
Okay, it's awkward because he's actually in the room with us right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Sal, why don't you come on here? Come here. Pull up this chair. Sal actually works with us. I mean, you know Sal, he's amazing. He owns restaurants.
Not sure if I'm going to be on the right spot for the camera.
Let me go check. Okay, yeah, because you know Sal, he owns restaurants. He has a lot of connections. You know, he brought me to his restaurant today for some pizza and pasta. It's fabulous.
How was it?
Oh my God. It was. I ate a little bit too much just before this interview, so it was so good. But I mean, the people he's connected with, the people he knows, and he helps out at the Kusumarian too. So he posts all our videos and whatnot. And I don't think he has to do this, but he's just excited by Polkadot in the community. So you brought this up, yourself and Chris, North American head ambassador. You guys are actually incentivized to make sure this deal goes through on the Polkadot side. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, this is basically the clarification of the 2% 0.25.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is going to be divided by me and Chris.
Yeah.
Our role, it will actually be the filter between the Polkadot community and the Inter Miami Club.
Yeah, yeah.
We will hear from the community the needs that they want in order for us to implement. Obviously, living here and being part of the reality would allow me to be probably present most of the time on the match, you know, and create more engagement.
So you're going to the games?
Obviously.
Okay.
But because actually I'm already going quite often, you know, yeah. as a supporter. So
sure,
that
sure.
would help me to be more involved on this situation, and I think that will be amazing, you know, because I heard so many comments like, who's gonna handle these tickets? You know, I think it's gonna be all up to us. This is what I really want the community to understand. You know, we are together, and it's not like if that's gonna happen that somebody will be forgotten in that case. You know, no. As Nico was saying, you know, this is something that we can implement even like every week or every 2 weeks, you know, like a sort of catch up. We can create a forum. We can create a special content if you would eventually allow us, you know,
course,
in the,
yeah.
on the course,
yes,
you know, a special section
yes,
where
yeah.
we could eventually, you know, create engagement, proposal, what we can do in order to implement and to facilitate these sort of things. I think this is going to be amazing. And I personally think that this could inspire so many other members of other communities as well to be part and engage with us, because, you know, having the chance to probably come in Miami, I mean, my idea is to create a sort of package that, you know, in every part of the world, we would eventually create a way that we will definitely take care from the travel expenses until the experience into the stadium. You know, living here, as you mentioned, and I appreciate that I own restaurants, you know, we can basically create the complete package for
yeah.
indeed, you know, so that will be amazing. And I noticed that, you know, being surrounded of so many friends of mine that are not into to the tech, they wanted to feel part of this community, you know, and they didn't find enough things that it could have in a way engaged them, you know. So I was like, if sometimes, most of the time, we say that, you know, we are the internet of blockchain, you know, how we cannot consider to welcome different type of people that wants to embrace this new reality. So obviously, we need to be open to welcome any type of people that wants to join this community per se.
What do you say to the people who think that soccer fans, football fans, and crypto users are, there's no overlap there?
I think if you really want to develop the Web3, I think we need to be open to any type of people. We cannot
right.
create Web3 only
for nerds.
Nerds like us.
Yeah.
If you want this to become the new internet, we need to be open to anyone to embrace that.
Yeah, that's true. It's a big opportunity. It's a big challenge, and it's something that if we could crack it here, we could crack it anywhere, really.
Indeed.
Cool, Sal. Nice. Hey, it's nice to meet you in person. Thanks for all your help with the Coos, by the way.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And for the pizza, man. Yeah, nice. I posted on Twitter just before this interview, got the community to ask for questions. I think we covered them all, at least all the ones that were there when I got here. Yeah.
I personally liked it.
You'd like to see them, right? Yeah.
I think the questions were good. They asking the right questions. I think there is an answer for all of them. Right?
Yeah.
And it's very important the community understand that this is not, like we said, black and white. This is a partnership that allows a lot of flexibility on the way we do things, on the way the community interacts and engages. It's not that you're going to sign this contract, which you're not going to sign because you're decentralized, but Sean is going to sign. And then that's it.
Right.
You can evolve, you can adapt, you can adjust. And so once that brand awareness, you make the big splash, then how do you tell the story? How do you integrate the tech? And then 18 months will fly and it's going to be a successful one.
An exciting opportunity. You know, as a reporter on the ecosystem, I'm just interested to see how this decentralized entity navigates this opportunity. I'm curious to see how the people who are big fans of it deal with the people who absolutely, think it's not a deal for Polkadot. But at the end of the day, it's all going to come down to the vote. So I really appreciate you, Nico, for taking the time to be on Space Monkeys podcast here. We'll keep seeing you on AAG, and maybe we'll see Polkadot on the field sometime soon.
Thank you.